And so far, nobody has resigned from Congress today. A change after several resignations this week. Late yesterday, House Republican Trent Franks announced his resignation following Representative John Conyers, a Democrat of Michigan, on Tuesday, and Democratic Senator Al Franken yesterday. Joining us now is NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis. Hi, Sue.
Hey, Jeremy.
And let's start with Trent Franks. He's been in the House for a long time. He's one of the most socially conservative members. And he said yesterday he was resigning because of discussions he had about surrogacy with female staffers. What more do we know?
We know that Speaker Paul Ryan played a fairly pivotal role in his resignation. The Speaker's office said about approximately 2 weeks ago, it was brought to the attention of the Speaker's general counsel, some of these allegations, and that the counsel privately spoke to one of the female aides in question, deemed her allegations credible, and brought the matter to the Speaker, who then last week met privately with Trent Franks and told him that he would personally refer the matter to the Ethics Committee and recommended he resign. To the substance of the allegations, what we know for certain is that in a statement, Franks acknowledged that he had raised the issue of surrogacy with two female aides and acknowledged that the conversations had made them uncomfortable. He and his wife have struggled with infertility for years. The larger extent of the allegations, we simply don't know, but we do know that it was enough for the Speaker of the House to tell him to leave Congress.
And there are questions about whether it is really more than what's come out publicly that caused him to make this decision.
There is, and like I said, for the Speaker of the House to have risen to the level that the Speaker needed to personally get involved, personally say he would take it to ethics, and to tell a member of his own party to get out, clearly they were serious and substantive allegations.
And what about Al Franken, who, as we know, announced he was resigning yesterday? There's been some criticism of Democrats for forcing him out. Here's the former House Speaker, Republican Newt Gingrich, speaking on Fox News.
What you saw today was a lynch mob. Look, let's not have due process. Let's not ask anybody any questions. Let's not have any chance to have a hearing. Let's just lynch him. Because when we get done lynching him, we'll be so pure. We'll feel so good. This is a party which is losing its mind.
So that's a Republican. But on the other side, the progressive journalist Jonathan Alter tweeted, Democrats will rue the day they demanded Al Franken resign. They've given into the conflation of crimes and power abuse with boorishness. It won't get more women voters and it will lose more anti-PC men suckers game. Is there regret on Capitol Hill?
No, not to the extent that I can tell, and not from Senate Democrats. Remember, at least 31 of Al Franken's colleagues came out ahead of his resignation, including Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and said that they believe the allegations were enough for him to go. There's probably an element to this that they felt safer saying that because Minnesota has a Democratic governor and the next person that will fill that seat will be a Democrat. So there was probably a political calculation, of course, there. We are just experiencing, I think, a cultural and national moment that's even bigger than our politics, although obviously our politics are trying to capture it. And the fact that all of this is playing out ahead of this Alabama special election that's coming up next week, in which allegations of sexual assault and sexual misbehavior have become a center point of that race as well, I do think there has been a motivating force for Democrats to say that they want to be able to draw a contrast and say that there's a difference between the two parties here. And if you want to say there's going to be zero tolerance, you have to have zero tolerance. And that includes Al Franken, who I do think a lot of people who supported him and still support him don't think that the allegations against him rose to the level of the allegations against some other candidates and lawmakers. But they just said enough was enough.
Well, and what about Blake Farenthold, the Republican representative who used taxpayer money to settle an $84,000 sexual harassment claim? Yesterday, Republican Congresswoman Mia Love told CNN he should step down.
I think that he should voluntarily resign because I believe we have to hold ourselves to a higher standard. And where he may not feel like his behavior was inappropriate, obviously somebody did. Obviously, people felt uncomfortable.
What might happen here?
She is the second House Republican to call for him to resign. The first was Barbara Comstock, who's been a leading voice on this. She's a Republican from Virginia. The Ethics Committee on Friday also announced that they were reopening an inquiry into Blake Farenthold and how this played out and that settlement. He has personally said he will pay back the $84,000 to the Treasury out of his own pocket. It's a question mark, that he presents a challenge for Republicans. I do think the Speaker, as he demonstrated with Trent Franks, is also trying to send a message that this won't be tolerated on his watch. And the congressman from Texas has certainly denied any wrongdoing. But again, this isn't a court of law, right? This is about public perception and about something bigger than one individual lawmaker. But both parties, I think, are really wrestling with how do they do the right thing and how do they not have broader impact negatively against their own parties.
That's Susan Davis, congressional correspondent for NPR. Sue, thanks.
You're welcome.